This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Earlier this week, a widespread bloom of blue-green algae prompted a warning for hundreds of thousands of people in Toledo, Ohio. Health officials said the algae found in Lake Erie made drinking water from the lake unsafe. And the same bacteria creating those health risks is present in Vermont's lakes and streams. Officials stress that the intakes for drinking water in Lake Champlain are deep, while the algae blooms you may see on the big lake tend to be on the surface. But while that may be good news for potable water, there are other potential health problems associated with blue-green algae. And state officials say recreational lake users should keep an eye out for it. Here to tell us more about it is Sarah Vose, state toxicologist for the Vermont Department of Health. Sarah, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So blue-green algae, first of all, it's not really algae. Is that right? And how is that?
It's actually a cyanobacteria, which is a bacteria that often has a blue-green color. But its common name is blue-green algae. Most people know what we mean when we say blue-green algae.
What are the potential dangers for people that may come into contact with this blue-green algae?
So we focus a lot of our efforts on keeping recreational water safe for people. So we encourage people to avoid contact with any water that has a cyanobacteria or a blue-green algae bloom. So if people do come in contact with blue-green algae, they could have some skin rashes or some skin irritation. Some blue-green algae also create toxins inside their cells, and if those toxins are released and get inside a person's body, those could also cause adverse health effects.
Is it more dangerous for pets? A lot of dogs swim in the lake, and we've heard that there could be some potential problems there for animals.
It seems that dogs are often more likely to drink a lot more of the water and come into contact more frequently with the blue-green algae blooms than people are.
How do you know if what you're looking at is blue-green algae?
So we have some descriptions on our website that you can read. And often blue-green algae looks a lot like a thick pea soup. It doesn't have stringy parts or leaves to it. That could be a different type of algae. And we also have trained volunteer monitors throughout the state who are working very hard to give us visual observations of conditions on the lake. So the Vermont Health Department, the Lake Champlain Committee, the Lake Champlain Basin Program, and Department of Environmental Conservation are all the monitoring partners who are out looking at conditions on the lake.
You know, it seems like every summer there's at least one point where a certain part of the lake or a beach is closed down due to this blue-green algae. What do scientists have to see in order to say, okay, this is too much, we've got to really shut this part of the beach down?
So we make all of our recommendations based on the visual assessment. So our guidance for recreational water is that if you see a blue-green algae bloom, to avoid contact, even if that means closing the beach.
And then contact the health department officials and say, I've seen this here. You know, you're talking about people that may be seeing it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have a way for people who are not trained volunteer monitors to contact the health department. If they think they see a blue-green algae bloom, they can either email us through our website or call us, and then we will have one of the trained volunteers to follow up on that report to confirm whether or not it is a blue-green algae bloom.
And we'll put some of those links up on our website so people can have them there. Are these things found in particular parts of Lake Champlain? Are they more susceptible, or is it just sort of random where they could show up?
Blue-green algae are naturally occurring, normal part of our ecosystem. So they're found in many different parts of our lakes. There are some specific parts of Lake Champlain that seem to be more susceptible to blooms every year. The types of nutrients in the water and the temperature of the water, those are the two biggest factors that determine when a bloom will be present.
What are some of those areas where you seem to see them more each year?
So we have two sites that are on high alert. One is St. Albans Bay and the other is Missisquoi Bay.
What are the main causes of these blooms?
Well, the cyanobacteria, the blue-green algae, are naturally occurring in the lake. And when the conditions are right, as far as nutrient content and temperature, they tend to multiply into what we can see, a bloom. So once a blue-green algae bloom is present in a particular part of the lake, several things could happen. It could stick around for a number of days if the weather is very calm, if conditions are warm. But usually with the storms that we have, which often have a lot of rain, a lot of wind, we see blooms that pop up and then sometimes disperse even within a number of hours.
It seems that extreme heat makes this worse. Is that generally true when it's much hotter out?
Yes, cyanobacteria do like to bloom in warm water.
Is global warming connected to this at all? Is that something that folks are looking at as far as research moving forward?
I think that's something that's always on people's minds. As lakes get warmer, we may see more and more blue-green algae blooms.
And the final takeaway, Sarah Vos, is that we don't want people to be frightened of swimming in the lake in summer, but at the same time, there are potential health risks here. I mean, where would you rate things on a scale of, 1 to 10? How dangerous is it to swim in the lake in July or August?
As long as people are using their common sense and not coming into contact with water that has an obvious blue-green algae bloom, the risk is very low.
Sarah Vos is state toxicologist for the Vermont Department of Health. Thank you so much for coming in to speak with us.
Thanks for having me.